about to experience wonder and information and thrills and chills and spills, courtesy of Dr. Doctor, I feel like I'm going to Disneyland to see the doctor. See the doctor at Disneyland. That'd probably be the next thing. Government come up with some pairing, Ken, of corporations and businesses. Like we have, we can go see the Jay Leno Tonight Show and get our teeth checked at the same time. We'll do something weird like that. I have all kinds of weird things in my mind today.
Well, Disney World should be a lot of fun, and hopefully we can make going to the doctor some kind of fun. I think this week I'm going to make it a lot of fun, and if you hang around, you'll see how the science this week will allow the doctor to tell you you can do a lot of really fun things.
All right, so join us at 888-553-7536. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you here in the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus for a couple of hours every weekend live. Lots of good, fulfilling information. Ken has done his homework. He's got the front page medical news, things that will affect you, things that are from the drug world, from the homeopathic world. There's a very interesting story, and it may not be where you were thinking of going, but when I saw that discussion of the mother's immune system, how important immune systems are. We have our own Rich McFadden, who's a part of this program Monday through Friday, who's going through treatment for a cancer that in many people's thinking is a result of, not just his, but in general, cancer is a result of a weak immune system. How do you think that works, Ken?
We're talking about cancer or autism?
Well, I think both of them. I mean, the story this week has to do with the mother's immune system and how important it is to the baby and every, I mean, whether it's autism, whether the child has autism, he gets it because the mother has a weakened immune system. The child's going to get all kinds of things if the mother has a weakened immune system.
Sure, let's talk big picture first so everyone knows where we're at. The immune system, what does it do? It helps us fight foreign bodies or bugs that get into our body, and we need an immune system. You cannot survive on planet Earth unless you have a good, healthy immune system. But sometimes, for reasons which we don't understand, the immune system can overreact. It can underreact, and these bugs can get in and do damage, bad damage to us. But sometimes it can overreact, and it'll start attacking things that you don't want it to attack. It can start attacking your own healthy tissue, and there's many so-called autoimmune illnesses which can create havoc throughout the body. Sometimes it can attack the fetus in the womb, and when the mother's immune system starts attacking the baby's brain, this is the news this week that has been published in Translational Psychiatry, that some mothers of children with autism, Doug, they appear to have immune system antibodies in their blood that attack brain proteins in their fetuses. So this seems like it may provide an early step to the big mystery about autism, and I think it's an interesting study that will hopefully lead to a lot more research and untangle what really is, to most medical scientists, a big puzzle.
888-553-7536. But on the simple side of that, if you keep a strong immune system by eating the right foods, perhaps taking the right supplements, there are all kinds of ways of enhancing one's immune system. Is it universal, or do people, if they have different body constructs, have to deal differently with their immune system?
Well, there are behaviors, lifestyles that we can all do to enhance our immune systems, to keep it healthy. And it's the things you hear the doctors harp about all the time, eating a healthy diet, and we can get into that as the show goes on, exercising, not smoking, and very importantly, getting enough sleep.
One of the things that really is amazing is when you look at the studies as to how much smoking drains from your body. It really is. It's astounding that people live even when they're sucking away on those weeds. And coffee, too. There are always these discussions back and forth about coffee and what it does and how there's enhanced this, that, or the other thing. But coffee, I think, leaches, from what I've understood, a lot of the calcium from your bones as you get older. That certainly is something that affects your immune system, because a lot of your immune system comes from the health of your bone marrow, isn't it?
Well, I think you may be connecting some dots there that have yet to be connected. I think it's all in moderation. I think if you have a cup of coffee a day, I think
but smoking's not. There's no such thing.
No, I don't think there's a safe amount of smoking. Even three cigarettes are quite deadly a day.
All right, 888-553-7536. Oftentimes, some of the things Dr. Ken brings up will start or strike a chord in people experientially, and you'll want to comment maybe your own circumstances, maybe something that we say will bring you back around to think, oh, wow, I never knew that, or I wanted to get that checked out. Maybe I should do that. There are things that are also studied in terms of, as long as we're talking about what we put into our body, it's hard to believe that there are acceptable limits of arsenic from what we know about arsenic, although there are some who will go back 100 years, Ken, and say arsenic was used to treat things by some doctors. Even the word arsenic sounds like it's bad.
Well, this is going to take the most creative public relations people at the FDA to make this one make them look good, because there has been so much pressure from a lot of the consumer groups on the FDA to set some new limits on arsenic. And the news this week is that they have set a new limit on the level of arsenic that's allowed in apple juice. And this has been after a year of a lot of pressure. And nationwide, apple juice is second only to orange juice in popularity, and so it affects a lot of people. Studies have shown that the juice contains a very low level of arsenic, but arsenic is cancer-causing. It's found in everything from water to soil to pesticides, and the FDA has been monitoring arsenic in apple juice for decades and has long said that the levels are not dangerous to consumers, in particular as small children who favor the fruit juice. But the news this week is that they're now going to require that the level of arsenic in apple juice be equivalent to the current level that's allowed in water, which only seems logical to me. And if more than 10 parts per billion, this is the regulation, of arsenic are found in the apple juice is going to be taken off the counter. And I think that it's been a while since this has occurred. I think it's long overdue. And what the FDA is saying is, and don't shoot the messenger, is that the vast majority of juices on the market are already below the threshold.
Okay, now you want to know the story behind the story? Here's the story behind the story.
Everybody duck.
The reason that there is arsenic in the apple juice in the first place is a very important part, at least to me, of how this has all come to the surface. The reason there's arsenic in apple juice is because for 150 years, we have, and this is not the farmer's deal, this is science, this is Monsanto, this is Dow, this is all the big chemical companies that produce the sorts of pesticides that will make an apple look like the apple that you want to buy in the store. If it wasn't for pesticides sprayed on the apples or all of the fruits and vegetables too, they wouldn't look as perfect as they do. They'd have holes in them. They have little notches in them because the bugs that have now become a part of our of planet Earth, as Ken calls it, are more proficient at doing damage than they used to be. So the way we've come up with ways through, I remember when I was a kid, I was at Dow's advertising, better living through chemistry. Chemistry has created some wonderful things and some pretty horrible things. Or the results of something good, a nice-looking apple, have come from producing something that's not good, arsenic and poisons that are put in pesticides. So that stuff gets through the core of the apple, into the pulp of the apple, and so when it goes to be squeezed for the apple juice, the stuff that's on the apple, it may be washed somewhat, but it's gotten into the apple, and that's how the arsenic, because that's part of what's in the pesticide, even though that supposedly has been outlawed as well, there's stuff in the soil from years, decades, a long time of applying the stuff. When it rains, the stuff drains down into the soil. Soil has it in it. The roots of the plant, the roots of the tree, absorb their energy and their nutrition from the soil. And if it's got arsenic in the soil or other pesticides, Roundup, whatever it is you want to use, it's going to get into the food. It's going to get into the plant. It's going to get into what you're eating. So that's where it really, they don't address that because there are too many people from Dow and Monsanto and the FDA, and nobody even brings it up. I wonder if even there's somebody out there who's written a story on this who actually has connected the dots, which you are happy to tell me. Sometimes I'm stretching with the dots, but in this case, I think science would prove that I'm not stretching anything, that the arsenic is a result of application of pesticides over the years, and the pesticides are still around because the apples still look great, don't they?
But at least we're making some progress.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't want people to think that it's something that has just that comes out of the sky. Like, where does arsenic come from? It comes from a chemical that is applied to keep the plants looking healthy and good, and so you'll buy them. That's really what it's about. 888-553-7536. Okay, so we have a lot of interesting news. Everybody listening, maybe you ought to think for a second about your teeth. Do you hide your teeth when you smile? When you don't have pretty attractive white teeth, they are distractions. And so Ken has a way for you to consider the benefits of using a product called Power Swabs.
Okay, Doug, summer's here, and most of us want to lose a few pounds, but it's not going to happen in just 5 minutes. It's impossible. But whitening your teeth in 5 minutes, now that can be done with Power Swabs. Having white teeth can make you look younger and feel better. It can help you look as much as 13 years younger, according to a recent clinical study. And it's so simple with Power Swabs' teeth whitening system. Power Swabs, it's clinically proven to remove stains from teeth in just 5 minutes a day. Folks, I'm talking about coffee stains, smoking stains, wine stains, you name it. And yes, if you have crowns, caps, veneers, or bonding, Power Swabs can remove stains on them also. So get your 5 minute solution to brighter white teeth today.
All right, here's what you do. You want a brighter, whiter smile? 5 minutes is all it takes. You need to try Power Swabs. Remove years of stains off your teeth so you can get that beautiful white smile you've always wanted. You can have bottom line is you can have the power of that Power Swab by dialing 800-867-4089. Get it direct from the manufacturer. That's 800-867-4089. Call now. Get it risk-free and get free shipping as well when you mention Dr. Ken on your order. That's Power Swabs at 800-867-4089. 800-867-4089.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
The finest apples in Apple Land make Mott's apple juice just grand. Remember that from when we were kids?
I'm not that old.
Baloney. 888-553-7536. What's your medical question? Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougstefan.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The hour as we get inside the world of medicine and your health. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Here is Mike in Port Charlotte, Florida with a question as we get started taking your calls. Mike, you're on the air with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Yes, hi to both of you. Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Got a question. It's heart related. I have a very good controlled blood pressure and cholesterol. However, I do have very, very high C-reactive protein test and also a calcium score test of over 12,000.
12,000?
Is there anything I can do about those two factors other than what I'm already doing?
Mike, I'm glad you called. When you said over 12,000, is that your calcium score from your coronary arteries?
Yeah.
Wow, that's in Ripley's Believe It or Not.
It's right up there, I guess, yeah.
Well, it's very high. You'd have to be in greater than the 99th percentile, you know, the highest group. That's very high. Normally, let's talk, because I want to help you, Mike. Normally, there should be no calcium in the walls of the coronaries, those tubes that sit on top of the heart. When they get plugged up, plaques rupture, cause heart attacks, the number one killer of Americans. Normally, all the calcium should be in your bones and in your blood circulating around, not on the walls, the inner lining of your pipes to your heart. If there's any calcium on the inner lining of the pipes to your heart, your calcium score will be anything but zero. And the higher it is, the more calcium's on the wall. 12,000 is huge. And there's two types of plaque. One is hard calcified plaque, which the calcium score will measure. The other is soft fatty plaques. The good news for you, Mike, is the type of plaque that ruptures and causes heart attack is a soft fatty plaque, which is not measured by the calcium score. So I'm praying that your soft fatty plaque is low, but we don't know. And what you need to do is, are you having any symptoms of inadequate blood flow to the heart? I'm talking about chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, fatigue, dizziness, lightheadedness, unexplained sweating, anything like this?
No, just, very, very occasionally, a little lightheadedness late at night, late in the day,
okay.
But not very often.
Mike, have you had a CT coronary angiogram done?
Yep.
You've had a CTA of the coronaries done?
Have.
And okay, so how much blockage do you have?
It was within, according to the doctor's tolerable limits. Was no need for an angiogram or anything else.
Okay, so you had less than 70% blockage, I would
imagine.
Correct. Okay, so
That
not a
is,
whole lot less, but okay, it was less.
But this is very important. That means you're not getting symptoms right now from inadequate blood flow to the heart because you don't have, usually it takes 70% or more blockage to get symptoms. But you're not out of the woods because heart attacks occur in these 30 to 60% blockages, which don't cause any symptoms, but the plaque ruptures and that leads to a heart attack. And that's why, you know, a half to two-thirds of all heart attacks, the first symptom is a heart attack. So you need to do something to stabilize this plaque. And the best thing we have to stabilize plaque are the statin drugs. And I'm going to talk this week about a very important study that was put out this week in Circulation that most statin users will not have major side effects. This is a study that looked at over 250,000 people in more than a decade taking statins. And statins are the best thing. You talked about your highly sensitive C-reactive protein. This is a measure of inflammation in the circulation. And it's a combination of excess inflammation, high cholesterol, which causes the plaques, the inflammation causes them to rupture. This is where the immune system goes haywire. So the statin.
I do take a statin, and my total cholesterol is only 100.
What's your bad cholesterol, the LDL?
Something like 33 or something.
Okay,
like
that's great. And what's your H, you know, because I want yours definitely under 70, ideally under 60. That's where you get some reversal. And I want your HS, your highly sensitive C-reactive protein, which is a measure of inflammation, under 1.
Well, I don't remember what it was, but it was like 4 or something like
that. Well, then you have to get more statin, don't smoke, get down to ideal body weight, exercise, eat healthy foods, but you need a stronger statin.
Well, my doctor feels that because my total cholesterol is at 100, that he might even think about reducing the amount of...
Well, you have to look at the whole picture. Ask him what you can do to get your C-reactive, your HS, highly sensitive C-reactive protein down.
Okay, well, I think I have, and he didn't really have any answer for that.
Well, that's why you called here to get Dr. Ken's opinion, right? Now, what do you do with that? Now that you have Dr. Ken's opinion, what do you do? It counters what your doctor basically says.
Unfortunately, he has, as far as reducing the C-reactive protein, since I'm taking quite a bit of statins, I don't know if there's anything else.
Maybe, when was the last time you had it repeated, followed up, the C-reactive protein?
I do it at least once a year, if not more.
And
which, the C-reactive protein?
Correct.
Oh, that's been a few years.
Well, get that repeated. It may be where you need it to be.
Yeah. All right, Mike.
That's your next step, Mike. Just repeat it.
888-553-7536. Some more news. As a matter of fact, in a matter of moments here, Dr. Ken will be back with that information. He suggested that there's some information about statins that came this week that you ought to know if you're on. He sounds quite pleased. You can tell that in the tone of his voice. So that's the information we'll start with, plus your calls as we continue here at 888-55-DRK.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
After the hour, this portion of the Good Day Weekend program brought to you in part by PT9, the premium prostate health supplement. Dr. Ken will tell you more about that. As a matter of fact, some of the news this week is tied to prostate cancer, people who have prostate problems, the omega-3 fatty acids that we are told we need to have. We've been talking about this. Doctors have talked about this. Scientists have talked about this. Researchers have talked about this. We've had people in this program extol the value and the virtue of omega-3s versus omega-6 versus omega-9. And now yet another study. This is what drives people crazy, Ken, because they don't know what to believe. One study says, yep, this is great. Next study says, no, that's terrible. So people throw their hands up and they say, what the heck do we do?
Well, this just shows how complicated the human body is, how the human body doesn't always act predictably, and why I'm always cautious about recommending what seems to be good before there's good science showing that it's safe and effective. Because this study doesn't contradict any other study. It just shows how unpredictable the human body is. This comes out of the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, a very reputable journal, and what this study shows is that taking health supplements with omega-3 fatty acids, Doug, can increase the chances of contracting prostate cancer. I said that correctly. Omega-3 fatty acids, they were found to increase the risk of high-grade disease by 71%. And taking omega-3 was also associated with a 44% greater chance of developing low-grade prostate cancer. Overall, the fatty acids raised the risk of prostate cancer by 43%. What they found, Doug, was that high blood concentrations of all three omega-3 fatty acids. I knew you were going to ask me about that, so I looked into the details. These are commonly found in supplements, EPA, DPA, and DHA. They were all linked to this finding. So if you took an omega-3 fatty acid pill or a fish pill every day, you were at the highest risk group in this study.
All right, so I'll use myself as a guinea pig. I take a number of different supplements that have omega-3 in them, and I think probably the flax oil is the number one. That seems to be the best way to get omega-3s into your system. My prostate number has always been low, and I think the last time we have our annual physical, you look at the numbers. You haven't seen an increase in my prostate number, the PSA. Well, we didn't even do that last time around. But the digital rectal exam that I have done, not by you.
I'm your friend.
I know you are. That's right. So a friend shouldn't check other friends' prostate. So
if you
at any rate.
Them.
Well, I have the other guy isn't as good a friend. My other doctor is not as good a friend as you are, but he's friendly.
Okay.
Anyway, so he says the size of my prostate hasn't changed. I've been going to him for years and years and years. The numbers seem to be okay.
This is about juggling risk, because it doesn't say everybody who takes omega-3 is going to get the highest grade of prostate cancer. Remember, some prostate cancers are so slow growing that they grow so slowly that your body outlives them and you don't even need treatment. But there are some very high-grade prostate cancers that can get you in a snap. And these are the ones that we have to be concerned about. And these are the ones that are most fertilized in this study from the National Cancer Institute, most fertilized by taking the fish oil pills. So what you have to do is you have to balance risk. There may be some other problems in your body where the science shows omega-3s are helpful, and we'll talk about that. There's just a study this week that shows in young people, very young people, that 7 to 9 year olds who are having trouble with their schoolwork and behavior in PLOS-1 showed this week that it'll improve their schoolwork and their behavior.
What about eating fish?
Eating fish. That's what they're recommending, not taking the pill.
Right, yeah. So have a piece of salmon every night or something like that.
You see, that I think that's where the balance is. I think that's okay. But what they're raising the concern about is people are so much to the philosophy, a little's okay, so more would be even better. And that's, I think, the take-home message from this, and that the body just doesn't always respond as you'd predict. And there are so many examples of this. Hormonal replacement therapy after menopause in women. It's just one example, but we could spend the whole day talking about the history of medicine. There's one example after another.
All right, speaking of prostate, because PT9 has been a premium part of the sponsorship of this program, we ought to mention where all that is in terms of how it's made, and to put it together with other things that have come from this company that you've been talking about for quite a while, Chamonix, because there are, at this time of year, reasons to be happy about saving money on some of these products.
It's the summer clearance sale at Chamonix. Doug, now you can get the deal of the year on PT9, heart factors, and everything else Chamonix sells. PT9 is a premium prostate health supplement with plant sterols, salt palmetto, 3,000 international units of vitamin D and more, and all 9 fantastic ingredients to take care of annoying prostate issues like the urgency to go, weak flow, waking up all night to run to the bathroom, and boost in testosterone, all in one pill, and it's a natural boost. So stop wasting your money on stuff that doesn't work to get the best results, get the best product, and now during the summer clearance sale, you can try PT9 risk-free, and Chamonix will give you 3 full bottles of Heart Factors Plus as a free gift just for trying PT9.
Here's what you do. Call this number now to try PT9 for yourself. It's risk-free, 800-811-6931. That gets you direct to the manufacturer. You don't have to go through middleman. You don't have to go to the store. You call from the convenience of your home, 800-811-6931. There's a 90-day money-back guarantee and free heart factors, plus a whole lot of other things that come to you while the supplies last. PT9 is the core product here. It'll keep you from having to get up in the middle of the night. Women like it. Women, more often than men, call now, 800-811-6931, or call later in the day. But just call 800-811-6931. Mention Dr. Ken, and as I said, for a limited amount of time, they'll give you great deals on all the things that they have there. And it's worthwhile. It's worth thinking about. Given the news that we always, pretty much every week, there's something about the prostate, as there is about what goes on in the heart. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a cardiologist. He has a practice in Mount Dora, Florida, called Lake Cardiology, and the folks who are in Florida, the southeast, are flocking there because of the way he handles his clients and patients, also because of the tools of the trade that he has that basically nobody else has. So if you'd like to, if you're in that area and you want to consult with Dr. Ken, his local number is 352-735 1-800-LAKE-1400, or if you're calling from elsewhere around the country, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. But I think you'll find that, as I have found over the years, Dr. Ken is a great mentor, a great friend. He'll help you. He doesn't pull any punches, but yet he'll still tell you. There's a nice way sometimes to tell people stuff that's not pleasant, that hurts. It still hurts, but doesn't feel so bad. And that's why Ken is as popular as he is. Now, plus the fact he's right. 352-735-1400, local number. Our call-in line is 888-553-7536. Before we get back to the calls, let's spend a minute talking about the reference you made to the statins that this gentleman, we were talking with a gentleman before we had to pause at the bottom of the hour with a problem that perhaps involved statin use, and there's some study information this week about statin use that's important.
Well, the statins came available to us doctors to prescribe in the late 1980s, and I can't think of a more popular drug that has a dark side to it still that lingers on in the population, and it's very hard to get that dark side away, because one of the statins called Bakal early on caused some horrible side effects, and this just gave the whole family of drugs a black eye. None of the other statins have had any of the issues like Bakal, and they're different than Bakal. I've seen statins, as I say, as a physician prescribing them since in the late 1980s. When I initially had the availability of statins, which uniquely lower the bad cholesterol and also lower the inflammation in the circulation, and it's the combination of these two which lead to the number one killer of Americans' heart attacks. Before I had these statins, Doug, I can't tell you how many 3 a.m. wake-up calls I would get of surprise, we're having a heart attack. And as we have gotten, as physicians, more comfortable using statins, more comfortable using them in much higher doses, I have to tell you, I just get so fewer 3 a.m. unexpected wake-up calls because I'm aggressive with stabilizing plaque, which is what we can do to dramatically lower the risk of both heart attacks and strokes. And the news this week, published in Circulation, Cardiovascular Quality and Outcomes, is that these statins are predominantly safe drugs. This was a review of 135 previous studies. It included nearly 250,000 people. What they found was that the safest statins are simvastatin and pravastatin, but these are unfortunately the weakest of the statins, but maybe a good place to start. Sometimes they are not strong enough. You need a stronger statin. But the harmful side effects of statins are not common in all of these studies. When they're used by doctors who are experienced with these drugs, know about side effects and drug interactions, and they can be handled well, you should from time to time get your liver function with a blood test checked, and they should be definitely checked your liver function before you start statins. But these are our best weapons as physicians to stabilize the plaque, lower your risk of heart attacks and stroke. There is one issue that needs to be remembered in statins. About 9% will have an increased risk of getting type 2 diabetes from statins. This is a risk. We do check for it from time to time, but the overwhelming benefit of statins so far outweighs this small risk of getting some type 2 diabetes, which can be dealt with, and depending on whether you need to stop the statin or just watch your diet get down to ideal body weight. But the benefits so far outweigh the risk. One of the things that I like to recommend also is that a few percent of people will get muscle aches. This is because statins also decrease the ability of the liver to make CoQ10. CoQ10 is an enzyme which helps the muscles convert food into energy. And people who take statins sometimes get these stiff muscles. And this can easily, in 9 out of 10 people, this is studies show this, 9 out of 10, if you take CoQ10 over the counter, no prescription, coenzyme Q10, 100 milligrams a day, day this will be resolved, because the statins not only decrease the ability of the liver to make cholesterol, remember at least 75% of the cholesterol in your body is not eaten, it's made in the liver, and the statins do the best at decreasing this process. The statins also do the best at decreasing the inflammation in the circulation, but they also decrease the ability of the liver to make CoQ10, so this is why sometimes you'll get a little bit of stiffness, and over the counter, 100 milligrams of CoQ10 each day takes care of this problem in 9 out of 10.
Wow. There's some interesting information. Those of you who have any connection to a cardio problem, you know that Ken is the expert. This would be something to blog at, drkenshow.com. You do a lot of blogging back and forth with people who may have questions about this very sort of thing. So drkenshow.com, click on the upper right-hand corner for the daily thread of conversation there. 888-553-7536. If you have thinning hair, there is a medical reason for that. There also is a reason that has to do with male pattern baldness. I suppose that would be the medical reason, and maybe others as well. Maybe there's things going on in your body. But there also are things that you may have done over the course of your life, like use cheap shampoos and rinses that plug up the follicles of your hair. Dr. Ken has a way to fix the problem, especially if you have premature thinning hair.
Well, is your hair thinning more and more every day? Summer is here, lots of sun, beach, and friends. But if you have premature thinning hair, it means frustration, even embarrassment. This time, you can do something about it. Provia Natural Hair Thinning Treatment from Chamonix. It tackles the three main causes of hair thinning naturally, quickly, and with brilliant results. With Provia, you can put thinning hair behind you safely and naturally. Imagine, no more hair falling out in the sink and no more trying to hide that dreaded spot. Provia works for both men and women, and it's perfectly safe even for colored hair. Your mirror will tell you it's working, and of course you'll get compliments from everyone around you. The results, they're guaranteed, or your money back.
Here's the way you get Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, Provia. You call 800-543-5817. That's 800-543-5817. The results are guaranteed, or you get your money back. Ken doesn't need it because he's got a great head of hair. I need it because I got a little bit in the bag, and I will tell you that as I cleanse my the place with the follicles, I mean, your whole skin, all of your body has these little holes, little follicles, little pores. That's where the hair comes out, and that's why this works, because it cleanses out those little pores so the hair can grow. Plus, it thickens it. It's really a great all-natural way to help the situation out. Mention Dr. Ken. You get free rush shipping and a surprise gift. 800-543-5817.
Are you ready to get away this summer? Then stay at America's Best Value Inn, and you might find yourself playing in Las Vegas. Join our Value Club for the chance to win monthly travel prizes or the grand prize, a four-night VIP stay at the D Las Vegas, a Lexington Legacy Hotel on famous Fremont Street. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com and get away, stay, and play this summer.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
I'm Julie Ehrman. I'm the founder and CEO of Ouya. Ouya is a new video game console for the TV. It's $99, where all of the games are free to try. You can pick one up at Best Buy, GameStop, Target, and at Amazon.com. Ouya is doing something new. We are opening up gaming and bringing great games back to the living room. We have launched with more games and more developers than any other console launch in history. And today, there are over 200 games from all genres that you can play. Ouya offers all different types of games for the television, from all different types of developers, from all different types of genres. We have over 200 games today. The creative, most inventive games will be coming to Ouya first because we're open to every single type of developer and publisher. For more information, you can check out Ouya.tv, which is Ouya.tv. Ouya.tv.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at hempusa.org.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Make ourselves aware of what's going on in the world of medicine by paying attention to Dr. Ken and his conversations with lots of you at 888-553-7536. Let's have Roger in Macon, Georgia on with us next, Dr. Ken. Hi, Roger.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I have two quick questions. First one is there any such thing as borderline diabetes? And second, my wife is 46 years old, and she's diabetic. Her sugar is usually under control. She's still tired sometimes, and her left feet, unilaterally, her left foot is swollen. Is this due to, will exercise improve this? Thank
well,
you, Dr. Ken.
Roger, stay with me. Let's talk about you first. Let's take one question at a time. You said, is there anything that exists that's really borderline diabetes? Absolutely. We doctors call this pre-diabetes. And there's now two different ways to diagnose diabetes, two different blood tests. You know, the old-fashioned check a fasting blood sugar. And the new best way is this hemoglobin A1C, so-called glycated hemoglobin A1C test. It goes by the name simply A1C. And what this is a test that indicates your average blood sugar level for the past 2 to 3 months. I really like it because you don't have to fast, and you get a wide picture how you've been doing, not for that, just that one day, but for the past 2 to 3 months. And the results should normally be below 5.7, but when you're 5.7 to 6.4, we call this prediabetes. This correlates with a blood sugar between 100 and 124, usually a fasting blood sugar greater than 125 or higher, we consider diabetes. It should normally be under 100. Between that is this gray area that we call prediabetes. Prediabetes is important important because a significant fraction will end up in real diabetes if not treated. And the treatment of prediabetes is so simple, just modifying your diet and getting into an exercise program, all lifestyle, no drugs, no pills, no needles. So it's relatively simple. And that's why it's very important to know if you have prediabetes, because you can prevent having diabetes. And let's talk about your wife, because it sounds like she has diabetes and may have some of the complications of diabetes. Diabetes can affect the circulation from head to toe. It can affect nerves from head to toe. And it can have all of these different complications. So it can lead to heart attacks, strokes, blindness, amputation of limbs. Need I go on further? It can cause erectile dysfunction. Anywhere there's plumbing, and there's plumbing all over your body, it can affect.
Why unilateral, though, not bilateral?
Well, okay, let's talk about your wife's swelling. I'm concerned that that may be something else. Anytime you get swelling on just one leg, you have to always think about a blood clot in the vein.
I see.
So I would want to make sure with an ultrasound that's, if she has new onset swelling in just one ankle, I don't want to sound the alarm. I'd be concerned that it may be a blood clot. The other things, hopefully it's nothing more than what we call venous insufficiency, which is a nuisance problem. The valves and the veins just don't hold the blood back against gravity. The defining question, Roger, when she wakes up in the morning, does the fluid vanish?
Does the fluid vanish when you wake up early in the morning? Renee, does the fluid vanish when you wake up early in the morning? Yes, it does.
All right, well, that's very reassuring, because that goes along with venous insufficiency, not a clot, because you're working with gravity against yourself all day. The gravity pulls it down into the ankles, and then the veins take it from the ankles back to the heart. The arteries take it the other way, and that's why what she should do is keep that foot elevated when she's sitting, avoid prolonged standing, stay away from salt. No one likes them, but they work, the support stockings, the TED hose, and let the doctor take a look at this, because you also can do ultrasound of the vein to confirm that it's venous insufficiency. How long has this been going on for, Roger?
Roughly about 6 months.
Okay, well, that's reassuring to me. If it was a blood clot, she would not be so happy today. So this really does, just the time course of it sounds like venous insufficiency. But, you know, get a second opinion, a confirming opinion from your doctor. But that's what it sounds like to me, because I can't examine it myself over the phone.
There you go, sir. 888-553-7536. If it was a blood clot, you wouldn't be here. Never mind,
exactly.
You wouldn't be in great shape.
Exactly. Well, 6 months later, so it's very, very, very unlikely it's a blood clot.
888-553-7536. I just saw a story about Lyme disease and why it is important for you to take it seriously. I've had it. I wonder how many people have had it. And so maybe we ought to look at that, Dr. Ken, along with lots of the other news and more of your calls in the next hour of Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.